Hello and good morning to everyone listening to my podcast. Hello, Antigua, Freetown, St. Phillips, Newfield, Bethesda, Willekes, Parham, St. John's, Yorks, Liberta, English Harbor, Freeman's Village, and the other villages. Hello to Jamaica. Hello, Dominica, St. Kitts, Nevis, Guyana, India, Africa, United Kingdom, the U.S. Virgin Islands. Hello and welcome to the United States. It is indeed a pleasure to be able to list all those countries that are listening and following me. Please continue to follow me on Facebook and Instagram. Dave Lester Payne and his crew, Loretta Pilgrim and her crew in Antigua, you guys did an amazing job. My audience have grown more than I ever expected. Thank you guys so very much. Now we need to get the book moving. For those of you listening for the first time, this is Dr. Yurita Taylor, author of His Strength in My Weakness, A Journey of Brokenness, Breakthrough, and Transformation. You can pick up a copy on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and ZulonPress.com. Books can be found locally in Antigua at Best of Books and the Methodist Bookstore. Listeners, for the past 2 weeks, I have been talking about rebuilding our foundation so that we could have better relationships, especially that with our spouses. I do hope that it was beneficial to, if not all of you, then some of you. It is always hard to offer the olive branch, but most times the olive branch is a better alternative. I talked about looking back to come forward stronger. Sometimes it is better to remember the simple times, the times when we were not worrying about paying huge mortgages, buying fancy cars, and keeping up with the latest trends. Sometimes it is better to share a slice of bread than it is to have a slice for everyone. Today, I'm going to dig a bit deeper on that same subject while I continue to answer the question that was posed to me before I started my podcast. Yes, listeners, we are not there as yet. Stay with me. Today, I want to talk about the role people play in our lives. It is important to know the role people play in our lives so that we can rebuild stronger. Everyone comes into our lives to add to it in whatever shape or form. They might have been someone who loaned you the money when you were broke and then tell others about it, or they might have helped you start a project that you have intended to start for a long time but never did. Then in the middle of getting the project off the ground, they leave you high and dry. Or it could be that you were always there for them, but then when the time came for the same in return, they do not answer their phone or return their phone calls. Think about it for a minute. They helped you. So they walked away or talked about it, but they helped. Even the person who did not answer the phone when you called helped you. They are helping you to see that they are not reliable and not a friend. To rebuild, you need people that can hold your hand to get you where you need to go. They came into your life for a season, and that season ended. Make what you want of it, but not everyone was meant to stay in our lives forever. Learn what you are meant to learn and move on. You have no time for backstabbers, jealousy, people who keep reminding you of things you did wrong, people who hate on you because you are striving and succeeding. Those people are teaching you something. They are teaching you that they cannot be trusted. Let them go and move on. Listeners, I want you to ponder on what I'm going to say next. People enter into our lives to teach us who we are. We always hear people say, "You never know a person." While that may be true, how many of us can say that we know who we are? We should be asking ourselves, "Do I know who I am?" If you know yourself, why aren't you the doctor, lawyer, teacher, garbage collector, or whatever you dreamt as a career for yourself? Whatever it was you aspired to become, if you are not in that career, why not? If you know who you are, why not change the dynamics in your relationships so you can be all you can be? Also, if you know who you are, why get angry when someone tells you the truth? Listeners, to be the person you are meant to be, you have to know yourself. Know how far you are willing to go to get where you need to go. When you know yourself, then you know that certain people will not be a good fit in your life because they might be jealous, have negative attitudes, or have no vision at all. They have to go. That season ends when your journey begins. It is all about rebuilding. It is time to build stronger foundations. Listeners, if you are in a marriage and it seems like you're imprisoned and unhappy, yet you want to stay married, you have to change the dynamics in your marriage. Do small things to build back the trust and the love you once shared. In my book, Harry showed me who I was, and I was angry. I was angry because I allowed him to change me. Was that because I wasn't happy with who I was? Maybe it was because that was my life-altering moment, offering me a much-needed lesson on myself. I learned who I was and what I was capable of, but most of all, I learned about his strength in my weakness, and that, my friends, was one element that got me where I am today. I trained my mind to keep pushing towards my goal, and God carried me over the bumps, cracks, roadblocks, hills, and valleys along the way. My determination met with God's power, and we became a duo. He did it for me, he will do it for you. It's all about rebuilding. Do not get angry when someone tells you the truth. If you know who you are, there is no need for you to get angry when someone spits out hated words at you because you are confident that you're a child of God. You have no need to get angry when someone tells you you are nothing. Prove them wrong. You know who you are, so their words should just be words for you to use as motivation. They said you are nothing, then you are nothing to them. But just think of all the people who know that you are someone, and even better yet, you know that you are someone special. Don't get hung up on the negative. It will surely hold you back. I encountered a lot of negative, but that is a whole book entirely for me to write. We are going to build stronger foundations, because that's what it's all about. We're building our foundation based on the word of God so we could come forward stronger. This week, I want to challenge you to do something unexpected. Husbands, some of you are married to some awesome, amazing, strong woman, and others notice, but you husbands may not notice. Husband, tell your wife something she did recently that you appreciated. Maybe she packed your lunch, watched a movie with you, gave you some good loving, or maybe you just took care of your basic needs, such as made sure you had toiletries, or she made sure you had your favorite snacks in the home. If she had not done anything recently for you, tell her. You could say something like, "Honey, it's been a long time since we made love." Or, "It has been a long time you surprised me with a homemade meal." Whatever it is you desire, tell your wife, but tell her softly with love in your words. Add molasses, honey, or brown sugar. Maybe add all three. Adding all three might get you two nights of loving. Who knows? Wives, I challenge you to do something for your husbands. Some of you are married to amazing men. Men that can remove mountains if you would only look at him and allow him. He wants to show you that he can be the man he could be for you. But you don't let him. Let him. If he wants to fix up the house, let him. Trust his judgment. Trust that he can do it. And wives, if he messes up, don't worry. The expense is all his. Let's build our men up. Our love towards them can make them move mountains. Imagine if you know who you are. You will fight harder to succeed in the things that matter in your life, your relationships, your life's purpose, and everything else you touch. When we know who we are, then we can love ourselves. Loving ourselves help us to show love to others. I pray that everyone who have listened to this podcast will start to love on themselves, start to look within themselves to figure out who you are, who is that person. It will help you to rebuild your relationships with your spouses and with your children, with your friends, and it will also help you to shred on negative baggage that you're carrying along. I thank God for this opportunity to share the things that He wants me to share. Father, I thank you for being faithful. Thank you for your grace and your mercy. Father, I pray that as you fix broken relationships, that you create an atmosphere of love in our homes. Teach us to look to you and to include you in all that we do. We are nothing without you. We praise you yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Help us to rebuild with stronger cords, cords that cannot be broken. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Thank you everyone for listening. Please remember to follow me on Facebook and Instagram. You can listen to my podcast on Anchor FM, which have a few different platforms to listen, including Spotify. Subscribing to my channel on YouTube, you will be notified when I post a new episode. Thank you all of you for listening once again, and be blessed.